This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Somebody would jump up. It's like playing Scrabble with somebody, and they run to the dictionary.
Zork la flubum is not a word.
Right.
And they get up and run.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of people would call foul on
Would run to the internet on that.
Because you would have that guy. You'd be like, oh, you don't remember the band 23 Tables, Ladders, and Chairs?
Class is in.
Rock School, summer's here and the time is right for Dancing in the Street, the worst video ever produced by Mick Jagger and David Bowie. My name happens to be Joe Burns. Who are you?
Chad P.
Okay, Chad P., you work in the world of radio, correct?
I do. Yes,
okay,
yes.
I personally also have worked and also just play around now, dabble, if you will, in the world of radio. And in the world of radio, as we have pointed out time and time again, you are surrounded by people who think they are the smartest people in the room, right?
Yeah.
Sure. And, of course, there's a reason for that. In the world of radio, the person on the air, you actually refer to them as the talent, whether they are or not.
That's right.
Okay. Because of that, the world of radio is filled with a thousand little games, little things that people do. And we've played a few of them on the air before. We did the Rock and Roll Heaven game.
That's right.
And the other games where you name bands with brothers in them and things like that.
Sure.
Well, I think last summer we also did play a song that has to do with every single state
that's right.
The union.
That's right.
That came from a visit to a Denny's that I went to where the placemats, little kid placemats, had everyone.
U.S. map.
Right. It had the map, and you were trying to figure out what the capitals were.
Sure.
We didn't know those. We were trying to figure out the song. I got into a game one time. I was at some Dan O'Day get together, and I don't know if you don't know who Dan O'Day is. He's one of these people that you could go to his conferences. He doesn't do them anymore, but you could go to his conferences, and he would teach you radio.
That's right.
And he's one of these people that even radio professionals, seasoned people, I mean, down on one knee, we're not worthy. We're not worthy type people.
How many times have you seen him?
I've seen him three times live.
Yeah, I've seen him twice.
And he's you
phenomenal.
Walk away, you walk in, I'm going to sit in the back, I know all this kind of stuff, and you find yourself inching forward, I have no idea what I'm doing. Well, this came from a get-together where we sat around, and one guy decided to kick off a game. He said, all right, I'll make the rules. Okay, shoot. Let's start at the number zero and try to make it to 100. You have to name a song, a group, or a lyric that contains the number.
Oh, really?
And you just keep going around the circle.
To 100?
To 100. You're zero, and then the next guy's number one, then the next guy's number two, and the next guy's number three, and the next guy's number four, and the next guy's number five. And you just keep going. And you think, you know, when you get into the game, oh, sure. Zero, one, two, three. No problem.
Well, yeah, I can get you probably through 10, maybe to 15.
Sure.
But what happens when we get to 63?
64. 64. When I'm 64. Then 65.
Yeah.
And then 70.
78.
Two,
and,
74. Well, people started getting upset. And one guy finally just threw up his hands and said, this can't be done. This physically can't be done. And the guy who started the game went, oh, yeah, it can. I've done it.
I've done it.
Well, guess what? I did it.
We did it.
I did it.
All right.
We went on the internet and blew through this thing. And we decided to take a few shows and do it for you. So if you guys want to play a parlor game, have these shows in your head.
Woo.
Bring the people around and say, we're starting at zero. We're going to 100. Now, I didn't do it with lyrics. Did it with either a song
or a group.
Or a group.
Wow.
Begin at zero.
Okay.
Can you come up with one?
Yeah.
Come up with one.
Zero Signal.
Okay. How about, let me come up with one here. Zeros and Ones by Jesus Jones.
Yeah.
Can you come up with another one?
Elton John, Too Low for Zero.
Okay. How about this one? Zero by Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Okay.
Another one? Can you come up with another one?
Soundgarden is headlining Voodoo Fest this year, yes. And they do a track called Zero Chance.
Perfect. Let's play one.
Okay.
How about Saved by Zero, The Fix?
Do it.
Sounds like this. Rock School. Get how the game is played?
Yes.
Okay, moving along. Got a bunch of people in a circle. We've just done zero. Moving on to number one.
And you know, the ones that we did for zero were all song titles.
Yeah, you can do groups,
There's
too.
Actually a band named Zero.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And if you want, you can include song lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not including that.
No,
in
that's
this
okay.
One. We're
that's
just
real.
Doing songs.
See,
and groups.
These are the easy ones. This is the one I can play.
Cherries Off a Tree.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, One by Metallica.
One by Three Dog Night.
One by U2.
One by Harry Nilsson. See, but when you play the game, you really only are supposed to name one. Song.
Yeah, you get, yeah if you there get, were 10 of us
right.
And you started out on one, then your next turn is on 10.
Well, next turn is on two. Then the next person does three. Then the next person does
your
four.
Your next turn, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, so there's
you go,
10
you go,
people,
yeah,
right.
If there's 10 people, you go around in the circle and you only get one shot at the couple of
the
numbers.
The number you
right,
got,
right.
Right. One Tin Soldier, mm-hmm. Legend of Billy Jack by Coven.
One Toke Over the Line.
Why not? Why not? Let's go on to number two.
Okay.
It Takes Two by Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. How about that?
Song number two by Blur.
Face Dances Part Two, Pete Townsend.
Just the Two of Us.
Oh, Grover
Washington
that's
Jr.
Boys Two Men. There's a group for you.
Two Live Crew.
Two Pac Shakur.
You Two.
Adam these, Ant. Goody Two Shoes.
Yeah, see, these are the easy ones.
These are a walk in the park. Let's go to three.
Okay. 311.
311. 3 a.m. Eternal. KLA.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, there's another 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. That's Tony Orlando and Dawn.
How about Three Dog Night?
Pigs, Three Different Ones by Pink Floyd.
Three Marlenas, The Wallflowers.
Alabama 3. Can you do their song?
Alabama 3.
Can you do their song?
No, I can't.
Going under a bad sign with a blue moon in your eyes.
Oh, they sing
Soprano
that.
Theme.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Can you do one more for three?
Two out of three ain't bad. Meatloaf.
I love it.
Isn't that horrible that I had to name Meatloaf
no,
to
I
stay
like
in the
meatloaf.
Game?
I like both Meatloaf and Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Four. Let's do four.
Okay. I Would Die For You by Prince.
That actually
it's
is a number
four.
Is it? Yeah.
It's a number four.
4 9 Blondes.
Oh, Four Tops.
Gang of Four.
Classics Four.
Classics Four.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July by Sweet.
4 a.m. Our Lady Peace.
25 or 6 to 4.
Uh-huh.
Chicago.
About Chapter 4 by Avenged Sevenfold.
Why not? And how about the one I brought?
Okay.
Positively, it's by Bob Dylan. Positively Four. The Street.
Oh, for The Street.
That's right, Fourth Street.
Fourth
there you
the
go.
Street.
Sounds like this. Rock School.
You got a lot I knew. I say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there grinning.
Playing a radio game here, ladies and gentlemen, where you sit in a circle and you start at the number zero. You name either a band or a song title. You can also include song lyrics if you want.
Uh-huh.
You just simply go around it, starting with the numbers, up to 100. Can it be done? Yep. It's really fun when you get up into the higher numbers and you watch the one guy take his glasses off and
start beating
smack
on his
head, expecting something is going to get knocked
yeah,
loose.
Yeah, these are real easy. This first set of 10, is
nothing
for someone like a rookie kind of like me
yeah.
that could get through. But like you say, whenever you start getting into the upper 60s,
nothing to it.
It may be,
well, some are 69 is going
to
jump
it.
Up, you know. Go ahead, number five.
Okay, working 9 to 5
yeah.
by Dolly Parton.
2 + 2 = 5, Radiohead.
Very nice. How about a group, the Jackson 5?
Why not? 5:15 by The Who. Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, this song drove me crazy, but Lou Bega's Mambo number 5.
Benfold 5.
Very good.
Okay.
5-1, The Doors.
Perfect. Let's move on to number 6, because I brought a number 6.
Oh, okay. 6th Avenue Heartache, The Wallflowers.
If 6 was 9, Jimi Hendrix.
Very nice. 25 or 6-4.
That's what I brought.
Oh, did it?
So now I have to play it.
Ah!
Say Rock School.
Rock School.
You know, I never got to my number 6 bands.
I'm sorry.
Sixpence None the Richer.
Well,
Eve
there's
six.
Also Eve 6, right.
Yeah. You know,
I didn't get the memo about the song we were playing.
Sorry. I'll point that out.
Right.
All right, let's do 7, 8, and 9 going into the break here.
Okay.
So we'll do them real quick.
Okay.
Songs by 7. Can you do it?
Yes. 7 by Prince.
Seven Nation Army, Stripes, White Stripes.
There's also a band called 7 Dust.
Okay. There's L7 as well.
That's right. That's right.
The Magnificent Seven.
I was going to do that one. All right. What about...
you do one more and we'll move along.
7 by Moby.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. 8. 8.
Okay.
Playing the game.
8 Miles High by the Birds.
8 Days a Week. Beatles.
Pieces of 8 by Styx.
And how about the brand new one? It wasn't so brand new now, but he released it not too long ago. Ringo Starr, Liverpool 8.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on to number 9.
All right.
Good. Come on. Do the group. I know you can do the group with this one.
Oh, 9 Inch Nails.
That's easy. Nothing
very nice.
To it. I don't know if this one would fit, and somebody would fight you on this one.
What's
the
that?
1910 Fruit Gum Company.
It contains a nine. It's got a 9.
All right, good enough.
Okay,
right,
how about Revolution 9 by the Beatles.
Love Potion number 9.
Look
how about that one? Oh, yes, ladies
all right.
and gentlemen.
How about Cloud 9 by the Temptations?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, you got this. Don't even act like you're just playing.
Oh, you did one already. Working 9 to 5, Dolly Parton.
Well, it still has a 9 in it.
That's right.
So
it works all the way around.
All right,
so
cool deal.
We've got 7, 8, and 9. We'll come out with number 10 because the one I brought actually is by one of your favorite groups.
All right.
Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. You should be able to play this game over there because you not only have our music, but you have music from Spain. And I'm afraid I don't have any number songs from Spain here.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Those people up there could go to 200.
Easily. Yeah, because they write songs up there with numbers in them.
That's right.
Their children can count to 100 at the age of 4.
They see a mile marker, they get inspired.
That's right. Like us, you really like us on Facebook. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had a couple of people contact me and said, how do I get you on Facebook? So we're getting closer to that number.
Yay.
Search Rock School Radio Show. Back in a minute with the number 10 as we play the radio game 0 to 100. It's a good party game. It will make people angry, so do it with people you're not overly fond of. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, into double digits here. Can you do a song or a group with the number 10 in it?
Yeah, 10 years after. That's a group.
Yeah, 10cc. Mm-hmm. 10cc is another group.
Okay.
We played them, either it was last show or the show before.
Sure, y'all.
Can you do a song?
There's a Zeppelin song with 10 in it.
10 years gone.
Yeah, 10. Okay,
10 years gone.
Yes, that's it.
And I came up with another one. Actually, it's not a rock song, but it's 10 Cents a Dance. Ella Fitzgerald.
Really?
Sang that. Yeah, it's a Richard Rodgers song, I believe.
Okay.
Now, come on. What's the Aerosmith song with a 10 in it?
The Big 10-Inch Record.
That's right, it is, man. Such as my Big 10-Inch. And it sounds like this. Aerosmith, Rock School.
God needs strength, one more. Believe me, this chick's no singe. But I really get her going. But then I give out my big 10-inch. Red, the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues.
Time for another one down to the bottom of the hour as we play the game. Number 0 up through 111.
I'm starting to get a little anxious.
Yeah, now it gets a little rough.
I'm running out of knowledge.
Can you do 11 by anybody? There's a band called 11 Pictures, and I only know that because I looked it up.
The only one that I know is by Incubus. It's called 11 a.m.
11 a.m.?
Beautiful.
It's the only
one that I know.
See, that's the thing. It would come up. If it came up on you, mm-hmm. you would succeed.
I would pass.
You would pass? Well, there's another song that I know only because my dad and his age,
uh-huh.
7 Come 11 by Benny Goodman.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's also song lyrics that would have it.
Right.
If you would, if you'd do song lyrics, you would have it.
See, the more people we get in here to play, the safer we'd be. You and I are just kind of boom, 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 back and forth.
Right.
And we need to know multiples, so, you know, for the sake of time.
Yeah, that's true. 12. Let's move along to 12.
12.
I don't know any bands that have 12. Now, somebody could very well know a local band out of New Orleans. Oh, yeah, the 12 Dogs. Do you
I
know
got
one?
A song.
What's the song?
The 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I think of that? There's also Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. The only problem is I can't play it here because I needed it for the number 35.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
I actually own that huge Beatles box set that came out, uh-huh. that like 90-12 disc thing that came out. And there's a song on there called 12 Bar Original.
Hey, it works.
By the Beatles.
It works.
Rock and roll, rock school. Sounds like this. Oh, I like those little short songs by the Beatles, man. Got us right to the bottom of the hour on the nose.
Tell you what, you know, they really do mean it when they say time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, this
we're
is moving along.
Pretty much at the bottom of the hour. And
but this is easy.
Well, yeah, this is easy.
Wait till the next show or the one after that when we're up in the 70s.
Yeah, I think I might let Todd come in and sit in on that one.
That wouldn't be bad.
That wouldn't be bad.
That wouldn't be bad at all. All right, I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's do 13 real quick. Can you do any song with 13 in it? I got a couple, and I know a band. A good band with 13 in the title. Do you know
13 Steps to Nowhere, Pantera.
Oh, you know that one. 13th Floor Elevators. That's a good one.
That's a band?
That's a band. Oh, yeah. It's a great psychedelic band. You're Gonna Miss Me. Yeah, You're Gonna Miss Me, baby. It's a great, great band.
Okay.
Johnny Cash also had a song called 13.
I was gonna do that one. Yes, yes, yes.
There you go. Okay. When we come back, we're out of this thing. We're gonna do 14, 15, play a song with 16 in it. But this is 70 days or
70 days in 7 seconds.
Wow, is that gonna be fast? 7 days and 70 seconds, Monday, June 27th through Sunday, July 3rd. Sounds like this. Monday, go.
June 27th in 1971. The final concert at rock and roll venue Fillmore East in New York City takes place with performances by the Jay Giles Band, the Beach Boys, the Allman Brothers, and Beh Beh King.
Yeah. Tuesday, June 28th, 25 years ago, British duo Wham! Exclamation point.
Bam.
Breaks up after playing their final concert at Wembley Stadium outside of London.
June 29th, just 5 years ago, rapper DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons.
Yeah.
Stick with DMX. Is sentenced to jail in White Plains, New York after he failed to appear at a traffic violation hearing. He spent one night behind bars and released the next day after posting $25,000 bail.
Thursday, June 30th, 10 years ago, Chet Atkins, country music guitarist and one of the creators of the Nashville Sound, dies in Nashville, Tennessee, aged 77.
July 1, back in 1956, Elvis appeared on the Steve Allen Show and he sang Hound Dog to a basset hound wearing a top hat.
That was also where they would only shoot him from the waist up.
Was it?
Yeah. Saturday, July 12, 1991. 60 people are injured at a Guns N' Roses concert in Maryland Heights, Missouri, when the angry crowd riots after lead singer Axl Rose storms off the stage, ending the concert early.
Yeah.
Didn't like the way the microphone sounded.
It's almost mandatory to riot at a GNR concert.
Yeah. Sunday, July 3rd, 40 years ago, 1971, Jim Morrison becomes part of the 27 Club, dies of an apparent heart attack. Well, that's what killed him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what finally did it, but it was putting dope after dope after dope into his body.
That'll do it.
Again, ends up joining the 27 Club, and that's 7 days and 70 seconds. What are we on? 14?
We're on 14, and I'd like to go first because I was reminded of one in 7 days and 70 seconds when you referenced Guns N' Roses.
They
have a tune called 14 Years.
Right, yeah. The Drive-By Truckers also have a song called February 14th.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Rufus Wainwright has a song called 14th Street. And the only reason I know that is I brought it, but we're not going to have time to play it.
Mm-hmm.
So, 15. Can you do anything by 15?
Yes. I was trying to think ahead while we were taking our break, and this band, come to think of it, they're in this list a lot because they come up with a lot of songs with numbers in them, but Radiohead has a song called 15 Step. Doc, you got this.
No, I don't know
another
15.
Yes, you do.
Doesn't Marilyn Manson have a 15?
Yes, actually he does.
Okay.
He has two. He has two.
Okay.
He has a song called 15 and then something about a model. New model number 15. That's
Thank
it.
You. Mm-hmm. Let's move along to 16 because I came up with one and I'm going to shut up because that's all I needed to win the game. Okay, 16. I brought one for 16, but there's a lot of 16s.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, there's that Iggy Pop song. The
16.
Just 16.
Well, I think that's just the Stooges.
Is it? Okay.
Sweet 16. We've played that by Billy Idol on this.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. 16. I can do these all day.
16 by Green Day.
Yeah, She Was Only 16 by Dr. Hook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you do any more?
Yeah, there's a No Doubt song, I think, called 16.
Yeah. There's 16 Tons. You load 16 tons. What do you get? By Ernie Ford. Can you do any more?
No, I don't think I can.
Ringo Starr, You're 16.
Yeah. 16 is just popular because of the Sweet 16 age.
Christine 16 by the guys in makeup, Kiss.
Who sings 16 Candles?
16 Candles. Is it the Flamingos?
Might be.
I think that's it.
Doesn't matter. I don't have to name the band. I just named the song. I got my points.
And the one we're going to play, Chuck Berry. All the boys want to dance with Sweet Little 16.
Oh,
I know. Sounds like this. Rock School.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay.
Now tell them
it's, what?
It's not the Flamingos.
No, it's not.
It's who?
The Crests.
And did I get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it as soon as we got off the air.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I just would let it be known.
That's what happens when you look stuff up.
I didn't look it up. I looked it up.
Yeah, I looked it up.
But I got it. It was the Crests. Okay, now, 17.
Mm-hmm.
17.
There are two songs titled 17, one by Jimmy Eat World and one by the Smashing Pumpkins.
There's also one by Winger. She's only 17.
That's right.
How about Rodgers and Hammerstein from The Sound of Music? You are 16, going on 17.
We could have used that one the previous one.
For 16, that's right. Okay, go on to 18. 18, any
Moby,
songs by 18?
Moby does a song called 18.
How about Skid Row? 18 and life.
That's right.
Go.
And then Chili Peppers does something about a girl being 18.
She's only 18.
That's
only 18.
Yep.
How about this one? Let's play this one. We haven't played Alice Cooper in like forever on this show.
We have to. He's popular in Milwaukee.
That's right. Which means the good earth. I'm 18 and I don't know what I want. Like this. Rock School. All right, we're having too much fun. We are way behind where we should be.
We got
all
speed, right?
19, name some songs.
I only got one.
What?
The Rolling Stone one, the Nervous Breakdown.
19th Nervous
19th
Breakdown?
Nervous Breakdown.
Hey 19, Steely Dan.
Oh, very good.
Okay, let's go to 20.
Okay.
Go ahead. Got any for 20?
20. Oh, 20 Small Cigars, Frank Zappa.
Are you serious? You came up with 20 Small Cigars?
I love Frank Zappa.
20th Century Boy, T-Rex. Can you do any more?
No.
20 Flight Rock, Eddie Cochran.
Okay.
How about that one? That's the one I actually brought to play, but we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
21. There's a lot of 21s because of 21st century.
Yeah, they got 21st Century Breakdown, Green Day.
Yeah.
21st Century, the Chili Peppers.
Yeah. 21st Century Schizoid Man, King Crimson, 21 by the Cranberries.
Yep,
you can keep playing with that.
Yep.
22. Brought a 22 to play.
22.
Can you do any 22? 22 Acadia Avenue, Iron Maiden.
There's 22...
Something
by They Might Be Giants.
Footsteps.
The boss listens to it all the time.
22 Footsteps.
22 Footsteps. Okay.
Yep. And we'll go with this one. 22 Dreams. Here's Paul Weller right here. Rock School.
I had 22 dreams last night. You were entering.
All right, there's Paul Weller here on Rock School. Wrapping it up, we're going to do a little bit into the break and then come out of the break at all the way to number 30. So we're at number 23 right now. I did a song right off the top of my head for 23.
What's
and
that?
Had to look up more.
Yeah.
Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23.
I heard
that one right off the bat.
I heard a band group a long time ago, and I recall the name because the Word was a wrestling tag team of the early 80s.
Yeah.
But the band is Demolition 23.
Oh, beautiful.
And that's all I know. That's all I got on 23.
You would succeed. You know what that would happen is? Somebody would jump up. It's like playing Scrabble with somebody, and they run to the dictionary.
Uh-oh!
Zork la flubump is not a word.
Right.
And they get up and run.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of people would call foul on
they
these.
Would run to the internet on that.
Because you would have that guy. You'd be like, oh, you don't remember the band 23 Tables, Ladders, and Chairs? From, the early 70s? Oh, yeah, they're legit.
Yeah, that's right. They're out of the greater New Orleans area.
You're right.
Sure. A couple other ones I found. 23 Lies by Death in Vegas and Heart Attack at 23 by Why Can't Tori Read?
Yeah,
and it's spelled strangely. All right, 24. Can you do any from 24?
Yeah.
I found two very quickly.
You're going to have a lot of 24-hour references, I imagine. But
Joy Division has one.
There's a song 24 by Switchfoot.
Yeah, 24 Hours from Tulsa, Gene Pitney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
I don't know of any bands of 24. And we'll do 25. Again, I came up with 25 in a heartbeat, two songs like that.
Got to go with my man Eminem, man. 25 to life.
Yeah, that's right. In the year 2525, Zagger and Evans.
Very nice.
Can you do another one?
I did this one a while ago, but it still counts. 25 or 6 to 4
that's
by
right.
Chicago.
That's right. Veruca Salt also has a song called 25.
Very good.
And if you're a fan of the punk, Patti Smith has a song called 25th Floor.
Again, these are easy. Next week is when I'm really going to be
tested. Let's take
a
break. We'll come back with number 26. We'll get all the way up to number 30 when we start to play the next song. So, thanks for running the radio show, KLSU. Who's up there in Burlington, Wisconsin?
WBSD, and there's a guy up there listening, and I bet he could take us in several rounds of this. What's up, Terry?
All right. Take it light, people. We'll be back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, we've reached number 26, and it's the first number where I had no idea. I had to just jump on the internet and go look.
Well, guess what?
Can you come
what?
Up with any for 26?
No, I got nothing.
No.
I got nothing.
I got 26 Temptations by a group called Devotchka.
Oh, yeah, Devotchka. I
oh,
love
sure. Them. Remember them? Devotchka.
Yeah, right.
Sure, they're out
straight
of...
Straight out of Shreveport. Everybody's out of Shreveport.
Sure. 26 miles to Santa Catalina by the Four Preps.
You don't know that song.
No, I have no idea. 27. Now, I did do a 27. I came up with a 27 off the top of my head. Any idea?
No.
Fall Out Boy has a song called 27.
Oh.
That's true. It also curses like crazy, so we can't play it. 27 by the Silencers I found as well.
Uh-huh.
28. Can you do 28? That's another one. I found nothing. In my brain, I had nothing. I had to go and find it. Any idea?
I know a movie. 28 Days.
28 Days Later.
Yeah.
28 Days by the group 28 Days.
Oh, there's a group called 28 Days?
Again, I found it on the internet.
Who knew?
28 Teeth by Buck09.
Oh, yeah, Buck09.
Buck09, remember them? Sure,
yeah.
They're out of... Now, 29 is the number. Now, this one I knew right off the bat because Gin Blossoms were from right around where my last university was, and the Gin Blossoms could do no wrong, and they have a song called 29. So, pow, I knew that one off the top of my head.
Boom.
Mark Cohn has a song called 29 Ways. Can you come up with any more?
No.
Nope. 30.
Yeah, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Perfect. That would have nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
That group Tattoo, remember them?
The
Russian girls. They
yeah.
had a song called 30 Minutes. And the one we want to play, this one I popped new off the top of my head, Humble Pie.
Humble Pie.
30 Days in the Hole.
Ooh.
Sounds like this.
Ooh.
Rock School. Peter Frampton out front of Humble Pie, 30 Days in the Hole. Three numbers to go to wrap up this show.
I didn't know Peter Frampton was...
Yes, he was.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes, Peter Frampton. He's also starring on a Guitar Center show that's running right now. If you have the Dish Network, 101, the channel 101, he's on a Guitar Center thing, and I watched it, I guess, two nights ago,
mm-hmm.
where he discusses the whole concept of how he came up with the Framptone talk box and all
mm-hmm.
of that. Really good time. Number 31, Again, I had to look it up. There's a group called Fight Star. There's a song called Ghost on 31. The Mendoza Line, which is another band. They had a piece called 31 Candles. And Amy Mann, remember her from Till Tuesday?
Yes.
Voices Carry?
Yes, yes.
She has a solo hit called 31 Today, but it was only a hit in Canada. Oh. So there you go. There's three songs with 31. 32. Can you come up with any song with 32?
No, I'm telling you, the deeper we get, the dumber I get.
Here is a song from a group called Baby Shambles called 32nd of December.
Baby Shambles.
Baby Shambles. Yeah. They're from
Freeport.
And we wrap it up with 33.
I do know one 33.
I actually came up with two from 33.
I know one. It's a new. Well, they're not new, but they're recent. Okay. Coheed and Cambria have a song called 33.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I came up with Extension 33 by Yoko Ono. I hate to admit that I knew that one. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew there was a 33 on a Yoko song, and I ran to it.
As long as you're familiar with it, nobody said that you had to listen to it.
That's right. And the one we're going to finish on, Smashing Pumpkins. Don't look for the number 3 in the number 3. You got to write it out, T-H-I-R-T-Y hyphen T-H-R-E-E, but it comes out 33.
You know, and you probably wouldn't be familiar with it if you didn't own their album. Because when you try to download Smashing Pumpkins stuff, it's impossible to get because they have so many licensing restrictions.
I know.
They are impossible to catch. They are staying true to their roots. You better go to the CD shop and part with $15.
This one's from my own collection.
One.
Yeah,
see?
This one's from my own collection. Smashing Pumpkins, 33. That wraps us up. We start with 34 next week.
I'm nervous, man.
It's a wicked game, man. It's a wicked game. I'm Joe Burns.
Chad P.
See you next week, folks. Class is dismissed.
Speak to me in a language I can hear. He will be before.